Do you ever sort of have a recurrence of things that happened years and years and years ago? Incidents? Memories? I have one vivid memory of the panther's footmarks in the garden. She had some dogs, and there was the shola a little way beyond the house, and there was always a panther there, a little forest. Yes, a shola is a forest. And so these stupid things come to one's mind occasionally. I suddenly saw somebody collecting some drinking water. We had a spring. You had to go down the road to it. It came out of the mountain, and you always get drinking water from there. But of course, I was always brought up to be very careful of water, because we had to have a man was hired for the entire day to carry water up a quarter of a mile up a hill. We didn't have any pull-up plugs or anything like that. And this man was hired, and the whole day he spent going up and down the hill, quarter of a mile, with a couple of kerosene tins on the end of his pole. And he was known as the waterman. And he used to have to come at 5 o'clock in the morning to heat the baths, because they all had morning baths. Cold or hot or wet or dry, the men had to be there, the baths had to be ready by 7 o'clock. Well, family. My mother, my father. I had to share my mother's bath. She had first bath and I went in with a little extra hot water. Tin tubs. And no sanitation. We had thunder boxes and a pit in the garden, and a person who came twice a day to deal with the lavatory. Frightfully insanitary, really. As a matter of fact, they've got a thunder box in the museum, exactly like what we had. And all the bath water was collected to water the garden. Yes.